The Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture, Jim Reese, came up with an estimate as to how big of a loss Oklahoma agriculture has had thus far in the 2011 drought. He made that estimate known to those that are participating at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Drought Summit on Tuesday at the cafeteria at the state headquarters of OFB. As Jim Reese talked about this, he indicated that it does look like, based on best estimates that he came up in consorting with Will Hundle and the folks at the National Ag Statistics Service of USDA, about $1 billion adds up to the losses for crops and for livestock, especially cattle.
I think it's clear there are great economic losses to the drought. I think the dollar figure is very elusive and hard to come to, but clearly there's more than $1 billion worth of crop loss, and there's clearly more than $1 billion worth of animal livestock loss.
$1 billion for crops, $1 billion in round numbers for livestock, and he said not taking into account the value of the higher price feedstocks everybody's having to buy.
At this point, I've not considered the increased cost of feedstocks, which we know is out there. It's just hard to determine a number, and we'll work on that to try to come up with a better number, but for the time being, we just don't have it yet.
The $1 billion or the crop loss is not necessarily a true picture of the loss, as he says some of that's made up through the returns on crop insurance that farmers will be able to file on and receive.
Well, most producers do insure, and I would say 80% of the crop producers have some type of insurance that will alleviate part of that loss. So as far as the state and the state of agriculture in Oklahoma and producers, some of that loss will be covered. But on I don't think it's not gross domestic product, but gross agricultural product, it's over $2 billion worth of loss.
Big problem for the beef cattle business, not death loss, but rather loss in productivity of your mama cows.
I think that is probably the most significant. The $1 billion worth of cow crop that will not be harvested next year because we've sold those cows is probably the most significant, and it will take a while to either build back that herd or buy back the herd if that is an option.
Current commodity prices relatively high, and according to Jim Reese, those higher prices actually make these losses even more significant than if you plug in a five-year average.
It's unquestionable that dollar value, because of the price of commodities, there's no question that this loss in dollar value will be the highest, because when we just tried to calculate, this isn't going to be good voice, but when we tried to calculate the value of the loss, we came up with, oh my gosh, that's more than that average crop was even worth. But in fact, that's true, because the prices in some cases are so much significantly higher and doubled in some cases.
A key issue for Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers right now, one of these days when it rains, how do we go about the business of recovering from this devastating drought?
Well, the $2 billion loss, again, the livestock producers are probably the most affected, because there's not necessarily the insurance that would cover the cattle losses. But they do have ways of managing the risk, and most of them, you know, do manage the risk.
Jim Reese, our Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture, working with the National Ag Statistics Service, Oklahoma's office, to try to come up with these estimates on how much loss we've actually had. Oklahoma State University's Division of Agriculture's Oklahoma Ag Economics Department also working on some numbers. They've told us they should have their numbers out sometime in the month of September. One note of thanks to Sam Knipp, Vice President of Communications for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, sharing the audio of a conversation that he had with Jim Reese after his presentation at the Drought Summit. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.